goodbye at the cemetery. I murder niggas on wax and forget where they buried. It's the hardest shit since Rakim and Eric B. A pistol's on your album cover just like BDP. Man, it's the hardest shit since DPG, Corrupt and Daz. Nate Dogg on the hook, Dr. Dre on the track. This melody taking me back, but we pushing it forward. 187 on rappers, and yes, I'm a poet. At times I get confused, they lie in their interviews. Get goose pimples whenever I'm putting on my jewels. Bail so many brothers out, paid all their lawyer fees. After that, some turning back, where is the loyalty? Money's love.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with another episode of No Vultures. Let's get right into it. We were listening to the sounds of Nas's new record, Magic 2. I'm going to get straight into it. I've had a chance to listen to it three thorough times. One yesterday in the evening, late, when then I also listened to it a little bit. Actually, listened to the whole thing. Took a nice drive out in the country. Popped it in the stereo. Bumped it. Came back home. Digested it again. And I put my thoughts down. Now, let's go right into the track listing. We have the intro. Then we have Abracadabra. Office Hours. Featuring 50 Cent. Then we got Black Magic. Then we got Motion. Then we got Bokeem Woodbine. Irving Magic Johnson. Then we got What This All Really About. We have Slow It Down. We were just listening to Pistols on Your Album Cover. And to round it out, we have, I guess what you could probably call the lead single, which is One Mic, One Gun, featuring 21 Savage. Now, let's get into what we think about this album. First off, we have the intro. I'm going to be completely honest with you. That is one of the worst Nas intros I've ever heard. And it, to me, it just kind of set the tone early. I felt like, where are we going with this? Had some whack ass, I don't know, carnival gypsy music. I don't know how to describe it. And then Don Magic Juan, which really him and Nas is not a good pairing. It just, Don Magic Juan, the Pimp, and Nas, just, that's not something that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway, then we have Abracadabra. Not really an impressive track at all. You could tell, okay, we're going into the experimentation bag on this one. Felt like Hit-Boy was trying some, you know, he's trying some different stuff out. At this point, to be honest with you, every single song, we don't have to have a switch up in the melodies and the beats or, you know, three different damn beats mixed into a song. And that's starting to become annoying. And that's something that Hit-Boy did here. And I think the beat was kind of whack. It was whack. And the rhymes were on point, you know, and that's the thing with Nas. I know sometimes feels like, and he even says this, that he likes to be, you know, show his versatility and really test himself and stretch himself out lyrically. And the lyrics were decent, but he felt, it felt awkward, and it felt like something like he was practicing, and he really wasn't catching the pocket of his beat, and it really wasn't really nothing, no kind of pocket to catch. The beat was really bland. It was weak. Then we got Office Hours featuring 50 Cent. This is actually a perfect hardcore East Coast boom bap beat. Not up 50 Cent's alleyway. 50 Cent's more of a melodic type of dude. He felt like, honestly, Nas's flow on this was nice. Dope lyrics. This is actually a really dope beat. 50 Cent. really weak rhyme. This could have been any gangster rapper could have made the rhyme that 50 Cent made, to be quite honest. He really, honestly, he sounded like the Game to me. He sounded like he was channeling the inner Game, or he was trying to, you know, practice the Game. I don't know what it is with the Aftermath artists that get on Nas's stuff, but they really haven't really did nothing. I can go back to The Cross and that song that Eminem produces for Nas on Godson, and that was really some weak shit. And it was that Eminem cadence, dun 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 dun, that annoying shit. Eminem ruined EPMD 2 when that came out, because EPMD as a duo did their thing, Nas did his thing, and Eminem ruined that track, and 50 did much the same. Nas, you should have went and got the Game, and he would have murdered his shit. It would have sounded much nicer, you know. And Nas and the Game is always a really nice pairing anyway. So, yeah. And this song, like I said, Nas' lyrics were dope, but 50 really brings the track down. So that's that song called Office Hours. Then we got Black Magic. This song a lot more melodic. The beat, you know, not a bad beat. This and the content of the song, talking about the ladies and that type of stuff. This song really would have been better to have 50 Cent on. So I think the pairing of the song, like for as the beat and stuff, could have been better. This is something that would have been right up 50 Cent's alley. And really, 50 probably really could have got off on this one. And Nas could have really let him do his thing, which sometimes, you know, and Nas will do that, you know, especially as he gets older. He has no problem, letting other guys do their thing. You know, he certainly let Eminem doo-doo all over his shit. So I don't, you know, but yeah, this track, good. But this, again, talking about women too much, that's not really Nas's forte. You know what I'm saying? That's not when he's at his best. So good track as far as the beat, lyrics, all right. Now let's go into Motion. This was garbage from start to finish. That's all I'm gonna say. This shit shouldn't have even made it to an album. Hell, this shit shouldn't have even made it to Lost Tapes. I wouldn't have put this shit on Lost Tapes 2. Hell, I wouldn't have put that on that Nasir album. This is some hot doo-doo on a stick, period. That's it. Garbicho. Garbage. Corny-ass rap. Corny-ass hook. Garbage. Now, we got number 6. This is the number 6 track. We got Bokeem Woodbine. Nice beat. Very lush sound. That's what I wrote. Had kind of an indie feel to it. Kind of neo-soulful. Up to this point on the album, this is the best song. By far, at least for me in my ears, this is the best song so far. He feels much more comfortable on this beat. He's in the pocket. And Nas really, you know, nice punchlines. And the flow is nice. This one works. Really works. Then we got Irving Magic Johnson. Again, another really, really nice, lush, soulful sounding track. I enjoyed this track a lot. Nas, good storytelling, you know, good lyrics. So this one, enjoyable, not a skip. This is one that, you know, would be a repeat song. Yeah, this is probably this one and the one before it. Bokeem Woodbine, these are ones that these are songs you put in your playlist. These are ones that you would replay. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. definitely would be replaying these guys, or you know, be replaying these cuts. Now, let's get into, and I was going to say, before I get up out of here, I'm sorry, and I lost my train of thought a little bit, but I was going to say, one thing that I noticed, at least on these last two songs, and I'm just talking about the Bokeem Woodbine and the Irving Magic Johnson, like I said, they both, you know, got a nice, you know, nice soulful, neo-soulful, it almost sounds like, and I dare say, that Hit-Boy, he's been checking out Crown Records, because it's got that kind of indie feel with these beats. So it sounds like he's been peeping out some of that Crown Records, perhaps some Apollo Brown, you know what I mean, to draw some inspiration, because you can feel notes of that in the production, at least on these two tracks. Now, we got What This All Really About. Love this track. I said, hey, this is a 5.0 as far as the song quality. 5 out of 5. Love this track. And I'm an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying? You know, 90s, you know, old school. And this, you know, just the track itself, it feels like some 80s pop, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of those 80 pop songs were really good songs for rappers to use later on, you know, and DJs would, you know, mess with them, and a lot of good dope music came from a lot of those pop songs. So Hit-Boy was like channeling his 80 producers on this one, and I love it. Dope, dope track, dope lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And I even wrote down some lyrics. Feeling the first time seeing your name on a flyer was just like yesterday. Picture that on the day you retire. It's still shocked and amazed I made it higher, because I came up with the hot heads that played with the fire. Nice little verse there, Nas. Dope track. Really dope track. Now we got Slow It Down, and that's what they did. They brought the BPMs down on this one. This is some 90s, you know what I'm saying, 90 BPMs, 90s type of feel beat. Again, it's almost got like that Detroit soul, that Apollo Brown Dilla, you know what I'm saying? Really, really good track choice for Nas. Nice sounding song. I also like that Nas is talking grown man business on his track, talking about, you know, moving throughout the business industry. So it's, you know, I like this track, because a lot of times these rappers, man, they get so much money, a lot of their rhymes are unrelatable. And like the first part of this album, a lot of that stuff that was coming out that Nas was talking about, man, that shit's unrelatable, and the beats were garbage. But he tightened it up on the back end. Now, we got Pistols on Your Album Cover. We heard that in the intro. Dope, dope, dope record. Again, this is one that will be put in the playlist. I'll be bumping this just as a solo shot for a long, long time. Love this song. Great production. This is a classic song right here. Nas in his pocket. Now, this is magic worthy. This is magic. You know what I'm saying? Like the first album, this is on par with that, you know, the songs on that first album. This is magic. This is really a dope, you know, dope song. Nasty Nas is in the area on this one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I love the fact, you know, Nas, he's not a hater, man. You know, I love the fact that he gave a shout out to the DPGC and Nate Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Like, what East Coast mainstream big name rapper, you know, is gonna give a shout out, you know, like that and keep it 100? Because back in the day, yes, indeed, you best believe DPGC, you best believe it, you know what I'm saying? So dope. And Nate Dogg, giving a shout out to Nate Dogg, love that. Okay, then we got One Mic, One Gun. We've heard this song before. This song's been out for damn near a year. This came out like about a week after the controversy early in the year when 21 Savage was saying that Nas wasn't relevant. And, you know, good song. You know, Nas proves that, yes, he can rap over, you know, the sped up tempo and the, you know, the beats with the claps and, you know, the younger style beats that are more melodic and up tempo. He can get in that pocket. He still feels a little bit awkward. He ain't just riding it like he does some boom bap shit. But he's all right. You know what I mean? He's a lot better than a lot of these young cats that this is their pocket. You know, he's doing it better than at least 85-90% of them. You know what I'm saying? 21 Savage has a nice little verse. Good song. You know, not great, but a good song. So let's get to our overall score. Well, for this one, the intro, I gave a 1. For number 2, Abracadabra, I gave a 3.25. Office Hours featuring 50 Cent, I gave a 3. Black Magic, I gave a 3.75. Motion, I gave a 2. Bokeem Woodbine, I gave a 4. Irving Magic Johnson earned a 4.75. Number 8, What This All Really About, earned a 5. Number 9, Slow It Down, earned a 4.25. Number 10, Pistols on Your Album Cover, earned a heavy, strong 5. If I could rate it higher than a 5 on my system, I would. But that's as high as it goes, so it gets a 5. Then we get the last song on the album, One Mic, One Gun, featuring 21 Savage, 4.25. We get a grand total of 3.66 is the rating for this album. And that's meh. Wah, wah, wah. And I love Nas. Like, you probably ain't gonna find a bigger Nas fan. But I'm not an apologist for terrible music. And this ain't a terrible album per se. The first half of it was hot doo-doo. Probably shouldn't have came out. This would have been better served as an EP. This would have been a very nice summer EP if he had just went from track 6 and went 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. This would have been a hot-ass EP. But they went the album route. And it got sunk because the first 5 sounds, you know, because the intro is about a minute or so, but that's hot doo-doo. And hey, I'm counting it. It ain't a song, but as far as it sets the tempo and sets the stage for what the album's supposed to be. And off the rip, you can tell, like, Don Magic Juan, some weirdo ass music, shit sounded goofy. Nah, that shit's not player at all. So, yeah, overall, you know, like I said, I love Nas. I'm not going to apologize for it. This ranks up there with, like, a Nasir or a Lost Tapes 2. I think it's slightly better than those two projects, but this is definitely on the lower end of the stuff that he's put out all time. And I'm a Nas fan. I got every album. Believe it. And not only that, out of the KD/Magic series, this is by far the weakest installment. And it's crazy because I saw, and I give a big shout out to According to Hip Hop, I was checking out one of their social media sites. I think it was the Instagram, and they had put up there where looks like this album had reached like number 1, I guess, in spins on iTunes, I believe, something like that. And it's crazy when you get a little bit of media. All it takes, and this is what makes me think that people are lemmings and sheeple, is because all it takes is just the slightest of nudges. Rolling Stone rethinks, you know, everything that they've ever thought about Nas. And I ain't the only person that's ever thought about this, about Rolling Stone. And I'm going to get this off my chest. Fuck Rolling Stone. Fuck Billboard Magazine. You know, at least when it comes to hip hop, I don't want to hear or read really anything that they have to say about at least rating that type of music. Because if you don't, if you wasn't into it and really down with it to really understand the shit from the beginning and all that, and you want to jump in later, then you're really doing a disservice because you really don't know the roots of the shit and what this shit's all about. And because of that, your rating system is flawed anyway. So I don't really give a fuck about what they got to say. But it is funny when you get a few mainstream media outlets that will nudge an album, give it a little bit more attention than it did, which they did for the rollout for this Magic 2, which got much more media attention than any of his other rollouts during this run that he's had. And the media, and it's crazy because, you know, Nas, I ain't going to be mad at him because he's going to walk around and take the flowers. And but to me, this is more of a career lap flower or career lap flowers versus, hey, you capped off, if this is the final installment, you capped this thing off like with a complete blowout. No, I'm sorry. One thing that, you know, it just happened for Nas, man. And this sometimes, you know, it's crazy because it has not happened yet on this run. And it finally did. His beat picking got the best of him. And that's one thing that's Nas's fatal downfall is his beat picking. And it got him and it bit him in the ass. We got a little bit too experimental. And like I said, the first half of that, this album is weak sauce. It's doo-doo. Second half, fire, but there's not enough fire to make up for the doo-doo that was the first part. So it's a meh album. Skip the first half, listen to the second half, and you got a banging ass EP. And had this came out as an EP, hell, it'd be up there for EP of the year. But since it didn't, and it came out as an album, it's meh. It's your boy, Brother Red, coming at you. Remember, do the knowledge. Peace.